Hello, welcome to River City Roundtable, and today we'll be discussing movies and TV shows to watch while we're all self-quarantined. Today, as my co-host, I have Shashir. Take it away.
So, hey everyone, what is your favorite TV show and what do you like to watch?
Well, currently I don't have a TV show I'm watching at the moment, but I think I might watch some things on Netflix. I think I heard they had a new show like come on a couple days ago. Might want to check it out.
What kind of show was it?
All right. You ever heard of Beastars?
No.
It's imagine like a Zootopia, but a lot more darker and scarier.
Oh.
Interesting.
Is it just the Netflix that you have, or do you have everything?
I have a Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and DVDs.
Mm.
You're stocked up.
Yeah.
Is there anything you're looking forward to going back to and rewatching?
Not sure. Not really sure. There's a lot of choices I have.
Yeah, there are more choices on stream to watch on streaming services than there are stars in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm traditional. I still do DVDs, regular TV, regular movies. You know.
So it's more of a transition for you right now?
Oh, no. Yeah, but, you know, I just, I don't know. I don't really like all the streaming services and all that nonsense.
Yeah, and some streaming services, they only have oh so much available at one time.
Yeah.
Like one minute you're watching a favorite thing, and then next thing you know, it's gone, or you have to pay an additional fee.
Uh-huh, that's how they get you.
Yeah. Cursing Mr. Krabs.
Yeah.
How about you, Shashir?
So, my favorite TV show, I'm more of a DC. If I'm saying DC, I like Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl, and Black Lightning. And my dad likes a TV show. He likes Stranger Things, Lost in Space, Lock and Key, and Zoo.
Lock and Key is kind of new, isn't it?
Yeah, for season one finale just aired yesterday or a few days ago, I think.
Yeah, I just saw that on my spring break from Reynolds, Lock and Key.
What did you think?
Yeah, it reminded me of Avengers Endgame, of the Infinity Stones. In the key can take place. If I would have the anywhere key, I would go somewhere else.
So, did you enjoy it as much as Avengers?
Lock and Key was similar to Stranger Things. Yep, that was good. It's like the keys, where it takes place to another, and it can transform other people.
Sounds cool. So do you think that you'll be waiting for season two?
Perhaps.
Show I've been meaning to get started on is Altered Carbon.
No, I love that show, actually. I started watching it the first season of it last year.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting.
Yeah, that one's either on Netflix or something, I think. Yeah. We're just waiting for Craig to get all situated.
Probably for me my favorite show would probably be Black Clover, Naruto, and One Piece. If you haven't seen, and Fairy Tail, if you haven't seen any of them, you really need to watch them.
I've heard about Naruto.
Right now, I'm waiting for Black Clover to come back. Because it's like, they're at a point where it's a time skip, so it's like, so nerve-wracking, you have to wait until like 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
They always do a time skip on like Shogun, but it's always good time skip because they show like the maturity.
Yep.
How long has that show been running? Like, are the time skips, do you have to wait, like, in between seasons?
No, usually it's a time skip to a point that it shows you a little bit.
Like, a little bit in the world has changed.
Like I know for Naruto, Black Clover, One Piece, they all have 2 years time skip. But it comes right immediately. It shows you immediately right after 2 years. It goes like that.
Okay, so it's like in the next episode or in the next season.
More likely. I know most of the Shoguns, they go by volumes. Like, volume, so many volume for so many episodes. So it keeps it in bundles. Naruto has like 700. I know One Piece is like 900. I know One Piece is at 196. It's in the 100. Like every one of them, like have so many of them. Like they ever have over 100. Like over 100, maybe even 700 episodes.
It doesn't help that there are some episodes that are just unnecessary filler.
I try to skip the filler.
Some of them are. There's good filler, and then there's just boring bad filler.
Yeah.
There's like the good ones where it gives you like a character backstory or like a side character backstory or something, and then there's just one that's just completely random and unnecessary.
Yeah, some of it. But some of the side stories, like I know like episode 126 and 27 are kind of filler ones, but they're essential. It tells you kind of the backstory for Nero, her backstory, and tells everything how her point of view was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you tell which ones are filler that you can skip?
Usually you can look up online to tell you which one is a filler.
Gotcha.
You just type in the show, filler, not.
I wish I could do that with other things.
I've just been binging Futurama.
Yeah, good one.
Yep.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm. Where do you watch Futurama? Because I used to watch it on Netflix and they took a lot of the seasons off.
It's on
Sci-Fi Channel.
And it's also on Comedy Central.
And Hulu.
You can also get it online. So you can get anything online.
But it's just easier for me. It's a lot easier and less stressful for me just to watch it on regular TV. You know?
Good point.
That's just me.
If you're trying to catch up, on a certain show.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. No, it was from Matt Groening, and same dude who does The Simpsons, and Simpsons is on what, like season
31.
30.
You heard me. 31.
Yeah, that's one of I know that, and One Piece have gotten the longest. Like, I know One Piece has gotten like 950 something chapters / episodes.
That's about the size. That's about the size of a Bible.
Longer.
Dictionary.
Probably close to that. But it's like, the author's trying to write it the longest ever.
Well, it's their only source of income, you know, is doing that show.
That is good. That manga and the show.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of movies and TV shows, more specifically movies, have you guys seen the trailer for the new SpongeBob movie?
No. Don't want to see it.
Me neither. What tipped me off from it is seeing SpongeBob in the casino. No, he wasn't like, oh no, look, here's a casino, I've got to walk away. But no, he was actively gambling.
Have you seen the trailer for Wonder Woman?
What, Wonder Woman 84? Yep.
The new one.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Cheetah's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Another movie?
No. Oh, there is another movie I've been at least hoping to see, although I don't know if it's ever going to come in theaters here in America, but Lupin the First.
What's that about?
Some, like, bank robber or something, but
Is it sci-fi-ish?
No, it's CG anime. It's, like, this really cool, like...
He drives a car, small...
Yeah.
Little, I think I know what you're
it's like
talking
a
about.
Bank heister or something.
He's a bank robber, racer.
Yeah, crazy hair with the red jacket and whatnot.
Sometimes it's been blue, too, the jacket.
Well, still, it looks really interesting.
He has this, there's a mini-series about it,
There have been a bunch of other movies before him, but this is, I think, the first animated one.
Trying to think what other... Have you seen the new One Piece movie?
No, I've been meaning to.
It's
no spoilers.
Awesome. I gotta say, it's awesome.
What about Gundam Narrative? Have you seen Gundam Narrative?
I haven't seen that one yet, but I've seen One Piece, the new one. It just like it comes up to where they have left off.
Mm.
So it's the big party.
Yeah. So, anyone else have anything to say?
Well, I know that on March 31st they're going to have the Sonic movie on digital, and I'm going to rent it.
Jashir, any movies you're looking forward to?
Any new movies I'm looking forward to? Gotta say Black Widow, Morbius, and the New Mutants.
There's a new Scooby-Doo movie coming out.
Scooby-Doo. I might see that. I'm not sure if I want to see it.
Hanna-Barbera is rolling in her grave. Wherever she is, she's rolling.
I thought that Hanna-Barbera is just the two guys' last names.
Jungle Cruise.
Well, whoever is the main people behind Scooby-Doo, they're rolling in their graves or whatever they're doing. They're not happy with what it's come to now.
Jungle Cruise is coming out for another disc.
Huh?
Is it another live action Scooby-Doo?
It's somewhat animated. It's a
creepy
little bit of both.
Hybrid CG? You know, like the...
I can show you the poster.
Pretty much there are some movies nowadays that are horrifyingly Uncanny Valley CG that are just realistic, yet not completely unrealistic at the same time.
Like that.
All the Wild.
Like that thing back in December.
Oh, yeah.
We don't speak its name.
Nope.
Oh, no, I don't remember what it is.
You don't.
It's just a shame to its industry.
Which is a really upsetting thing because its source material is actually really good, even though I've never seen the actual thing itself in person or anything, but, you know.
Yeah.
Choreography and everything was pretty good.
Yeah, and he just had to go for it.
Julie, I've put the picture in the chat. You can see what it looks like.
Thank you. I think I just finally remembered what the thing from December was, too. Thank you, guys. Those were
Don't
good
say
things.
The name.
You'll be poisoned by the comments section.
I'm being very careful. Oh, no. Yeah, the Scooby-Doo poster does not look promising, does it?
Yeah, I know, but there's also a Jungle Cruise coming out.
What's Jungle Cruise? I was born in 97. Give me a break.
It's based off a ride in Disney. I can show you the I've ridden the Jungle Cruise. It's a good ride.
Well, I'm not dissing the ride itself. I'm dissing the stupid idea, in my opinion, why they would make a ride and why they would make a movie out off of a ride.
Jackson, the Jungle Cruise is in the chat, so I can show you what the Jungle Cruise looks like, the poster. It's just so many different movies coming out, but some of them have been on hold.
Hold on, Jungle Cruise is the movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
They have him.
It's gonna be amazing.
No.
Just watch like something like that one with Kevin Hart and him, like their agents and stuff. That one's better. According to my dad. Like,
Spy on Me.
Intelligence.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep. Day four finally morphed the Rock's head onto a guy on a large body guy.
It was perfect.
No, it was absolutely horrifying.
I loved it.
There's so many.
Just because your eyes didn't know what they were seeing.
There's so many freaking movies coming out. It's not even funny.
At least there'll be plenty of things to keep you entertained.
Yeah, I know.
I said it before, and I'll say it again. What a great time to be an introvert.
Yeah.
That is just so true. I know Mulan's been postponed. But that looks good.
That's Mulan. Your opinion. I'm not being disrespectful or anything, but you know, it seems like Disney's all have ideas. So it's like, hey, let's just remake all of our classic movies in quote unquote live action.
I heard it.
I feel like they're just remaking everything.
That's Disney for you. Creativity is dead.
They're gonna remake Bambi and probably The Fox and the Hound.
Oh, absolutely.
I saw Lady and the Tramp. That looked good. That was good. That was a good movie.
The only two movies I want to see Disney make in live action is Treasure Planet and Atlantis.
Oh, I love
Atlantis. Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, that would be so cool.
I wonder who's going to be the guy with the mustache. Maybe Nick Offerman?
I don't know.
Would be amazing live action.
They're perfect.
Those are the only movies I'll see from Disney.
Yeah.
Is there a preferred streaming service that you do? Or if you're like me who prefers regular TV, what do you guys do?
I sometimes do Netflix and Hulu, but every now and then I'll kick on the good old live TV and DVDs.
There's also Steam. You can also get Steam and you can watch things on Steam.
Yeah. I think I saw that. Yeah.
Is like Steam another one where you stream TV Steam, or is it?
Oh, no. Steam is...
Steam is several different things.
It's a bunch of things.
You can get music, games, a lot of games, design things.
Like video production, audio production, you know, games, movies, TV.
It's pretty much big, similar to iTunes, but on more on steroids.
And video game focused.
Yeah, primarily on video games.
Yeah.
It's very, you can hook it up to your, they've got a thing that you can hook it up to your TV, straight to a computer, to because it goes through, Steam goes through Xbox, PlayStation, and PC, so it goes through three.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with Jackson. I still watch a lot of things just live on TV.
Yep.
I record Jeopardy every week.
I do too, but occasionally.
Wait, why do you record Jeopardy?
Because I can't always watch it. It's on at 7:30. So I record it every day. And now I have like 10 episodes to watch. Seeing a lot of judgmental faces on this chat right now.
I'm not judgmental. I'm just saying, I'm just imagining watching Astrobeck getting older and older with each episode.
You know, he has cancer.
It's true.
I did not know
prostate cancer.
Uncomfortable silence.
Yay, the best kind of silence. Yeah, that dude's really hanging on.
Yeah, and he's still going.
If you can keep going, you can better keep going.
Yeah. Sorry.
Ah, don't cough. I think your germ spread through your wires into my.
Oh no. Oh, dude. cough. Oh no. You're all sick. Oh, that's scary.
I'm chat.
Well, what's everybody's plan? What's the next thing you're going to watch as we're all sitting at home?
Velocipaster.
That Beastars thing?
Oh, no questions. It's Velocipaster. Chase, just pull up a poster for Velocipaster and send it in chat.
How do you spell it?
The most ridiculous thing I've ever watched.
I don't know how to spell that.
I was trying to figure out if I was hearing you right. You said Velocipaster, like a combination between a dinosaur and a priest.
Yes.
All right. I feel like we're all on board.
What? How do you spell that?
I don't know how to spell that.
Hilarious. That is creepy as hell.
I'd rather go see the Book of Mormon because that's comedy.
I'm so excited. What is the tagline? I can see that there's a tagline.
A man of the claw.
Oh, a man of the claw.
priest.
And the costume they use looks like a hunchbacked T-Rex.
Any of you seen Priest, the one about the killing vampire one?
I heard that I went to a stage show called A Raisin in the Sun.
I think I've read part of it. Like 90% of it.
Yeah. In 2018, I went to see a stage show called A Raisin in the Sun, and I really love the African dance and Swan. And in my mother's house, there was God. Yeah, that was my favorite famous line.
Davis, are you watching any TV shows or movies during the quarantine?
Yes. Yes, I have. SpongeBob SquarePants, The Loud House, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
You missed the comment about the new SpongeBob movie.
I'll
be watching a bunch on the run. But however, we got to get that coronavirus that's been.
Dude!
They can release it digitally.
Knowing Nickelodeon, they probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably.
Yeah, Mr. Krabs is in charge of Nickelodeon now.
Yeah.
And they defy the dead man's wishes by not making another movie,
or a spin-off show.
Camp Coral?
I'm probably going to be watching something else like, I don't know, Mega Machines or Beastars.
Hey, I've been watching. Hey, I really did been watching a documentary, Walking with Dinosaurs.
The new Ghostbuster movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have a lot of questions. I don't see Bill Murray anywhere.
Well, that's because he doesn't want to be a part of it anymore.
Yeah, he's burned out.
Yep.
He's basically like how he was in Osmosis Jones.
He's pretty much the Ghostbusters version of Mark Hamill. He doesn't like the thing he was in anymore, and he doesn't want any part of it. Okay. Yet I have a certain feeling they'll bring him in as a cameo.
Yeah.
Is that what happened with Mark Hamill? I always thought he was so, like, you know, he would go to conventions and do all those Star Wars panels and stuff.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Greg just sent a message in chat that an Altered Carbon anime. Awesome. Yeah, I got to check that out.
I've been watching.
Have you seen like Carbon on the reality show? The show of it?
No, I haven't seen any of it. I want to. It looks really cool.
I've seen the first season. Awesome.
What is better, the anime or the live action?
I haven't seen the anime, but I've seen the live action one. That one was good.
Guys, I've been watching BBC's Walking with Dinosaurs and Walking with Beasts, and yeah, it's really educational. It tells you about the beginning of dinosaurs, mm-hmm, and what they eat and how they fight, and you'll discover great dinosaurs, of course, there. And I've been enjoying BBC's Walking with Dinosaurs series, like the Beasts, while they tell you what happens after the dinosaurs died out, and before the dinosaurs, they describe monsters. And also they have Walking with Sea Monsters here with Nigel Martin there. Yeah, Nigel Martin, yeah, he does really great job during BBC's Walking with series there. And the one I did not do is Walking with Caveman, because, yeah.
Caveman gets boring after a while.
Yeah.
I like touching that with a 50-foot stick, because, you know, everyone has their opinions on certain things.
That is so very, very, you don't want to open that can of worms?
Nope. To poison the worms that are on fire.
No, pretty much that can.
Yeah. Then the comment section will transform from what we're talking about now into the thing I'm thinking about, and nothing but that.
Hey, I do notice that I really love BBC did lots of amazing job there by releasing specials called The Ballad of Big Al.
I haven't heard of that.
Oh, it's for the Ballad of Gay Tony special. I have it on DVD with Al Soares there, but never been released in iTunes. Wish they have.
When in doubt, resort to DVDs.
Oh, I know what this one is. I've seen trailers for this anime. No, the Beast Star.
Yeah. It's like Zootopia, but a bit more sinister.
Reversed.
Yes. And the predators are...
In a high them. School.
Of course, because every anime is in a traditional Japanese high school.
Yeah, yeah, this one has an anthro twist on it, but it's more violence and...
Yeah.
Naughty always. Business.
That's always true.
Dude,
I've been
can you please back away from the camera? You're making me claustrophobic. Even though we're
There we go.
There we go. Much better. Yeah. Thank you.
Because you were like
oh God, I need to shave.
Yeah, I could tell.
I'm gonna shave.
That's what we were trying to Davis, that's what we were trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you guys have any recommendations for other people in terms of what kind of TV and movies they can be watching to keep themselves entertained at home?
You can watch Altered Carbon, either the live action or the anime. And
SpongeBob SquarePants?
Thank you for interrupting me. Either watch at your own risk Uncut Gems. That's all I'm going to say.
You could always catch up on things you have missed.
I've still yet to watch Breaking Bad.
Watch Breaking Bad.
I have not wanted to. I don't want to watch it. I don't really want. I never got hooked onto it, so I didn't watch it.
Breaking Bad. Did you know that Aaron Paul was in the Price is Right episode?
Completely random.
Yeah,
I never watched Price is Right.
Some celebrity, celebrities are in the Price is Right episodes there. You can find them on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And Let's Make a Deal has also got celebrities there. That's why contestants, that's why hosts, that's why they do like special events there. I didn't like that local Jurassic World TV show either. Of all, I do have
Jurassic World and Jurassic, they were good movies.
Except for Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah, that stupid little girl. That one
was weird.
I'd say it's that stupid little girl who let the dinosaurs go.
For no unnecessary reason. Spoiler alert, you can edit this out if necessary, but she was apparently some clone with dinosaur DNA, which is completely stupid.
Well,
and the movie was completely tone deaf.
Yeah, a hollow shell. Spielberg would be furious.
Somebody's avoiding Jurassic World on my title makes me a reboot!
Yeah, I like the Jurassic Park series and also Jurassic World. I really enjoy those movies. Can't wait for Jurassic World 3 to come.
Meh. You're not going to get my money for that.
So I'll wait for audience reviews.
Mm-hmm. Good man.
Yeah. It's important to read the reviews there, whether it's good or not. I've seen The Rise of Skywalker, Star Wars.
Sorry, continue. That was rude. I apologize.
This was my first time watching a Star Wars movie with my family together.
Was it your first Star Wars movie ever?
Yeah. Ooh. The Rise of Skywalker.
You started off on a bad note, in my opinion.
You haven't seen the rest of them.
I honestly recommend seeing the good old ones, the Lucas era.
Go through all of them. Go from the very beginning. It makes sense.
Go through one through with. Just do 1 through 6. You don't need to watch the Disney remakes, in my opinion.
Or I could go with the Skywalker saga.
Or you could do that, you know?
Yeah.
Though you would risk a couple of brain cells, but whatever. You do you.
Do whatever.
I got several brain cells at my disposal.
So do you think Hulu is similar to Netflix?
They're all the same.
They're pretty much very similar, but they're not the same.
Different shows. Different to company titles, same premise.
The concept is the same.
Mm-hmm.
But with Hulu, you can watch things that are currently airing, right?
Yep. Even though it's slightly off topic, but more on topic, it's absolutely horrifying show that I've never seen, but I've only seen the trailer for, what scared the crap out of me, was this one M. Night Shyamalan show on Apple TV.
What's it called?
Carriers or something? No, it's like this really creepy, like, someone search it up.
Yeah, Carol and I were talking about that the other day. I can't remember.
Like the horrifying baby thing?
Yeah, was it like The Visitor or The House Guest or something like that? It's something weird.
So
you had me at horrifying baby.
Craig.
But it's absolutely horrifying.
I'm
maybe they'll make a Granny movie? You know, Granny? Like the horror game? Maybe they'll make a movie out of that?
I'm pretty sure Hollywood has a lot more. I don't know. Whatever.
They could do Sladrina or Granny movies. It's horror.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah. People do like horror media there, especially for creepypasta. Like Jeff the Killer, Rabbit Squidward. Rabbit Squidward was introduced last year until they took it down in November last year. So I wish it was back on, so that way people will know. Otherwise,
what the hell is wrong with you, dude? They took my childhood and made it into a horrifying, pretty much horror. yeah. sadist thing.
Yeah. I think horror might be a little bit too spooky for anyone.
Yeah. My grandmother's watched horror movies in the middle of the freaking day. That's nothing.
Yeah.
You can watch a horror movie in the middle of the day.
Yeah, horror movies in the middle of the day.
I'm saying if you can watch a horror movie or documentary about someone getting murdered in the middle of the day, you're fine.
Okay.
Definitely one of those genres that's kind of polarizing, though.
Yep.
If you don't like it, you probably want to totally avoid it.
Yeah. Well, nice with the podcast with you, but I better head out there to see what the world is up to. So, see you later.
Good to see you, David.
Farewell, everybody.
I'm just trying to think what to talk about.
I will say I watched Velocipaster about last week. I think it was my friend's birthday, and he's like, "You guys are coming over. You're watching this movie with me." And so we sat down and watched it, and it is ridiculous.
Take a shot at it for everything you don't understand.
Have you seen Shark Tomatoes?
Everyone's seen that.
I haven't.
You're better off watching Velocipaster.
Weirdest trilogy. There's four of them. The weirdest
one.
Yes, there's like Sharknado. Actually, there's five, and they're the weirdest ones ever.
Thank you, Asylum.
Tornado filled with sharks. It's the weirdest movies ever.
I've seen much weirder.
I've also seen trailers for where the tsunami is filled with zombies.
Meh. I'm pretty much numb to that kind of stupidity at this point.
It was weird as heck.
I feel like there should be an easy play on words there with tsunami and zombies, and I can't think of it.
Wave of the Dead, there you go.
It's really good. Thanks, Matthew.
I couldn't think of the name.
Do zombie, I think. Those, most of the time, those kind of movies have cheesy
double tap
playing words.
Oh, Double Tap is the Zombieland.
I've seen Zombieland and Stakeland. Stakeland is about vampires. You haven't seen it. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. The Zombie Tsunami movie is called Zombie Tidal Wave. Is that the one?
Wave of the Dead would be a much better title for the movie.
Yeah, I agree. Wave of the Dead is better.
I know, like, Frozen 2 is already out on Disney Plus.
Of course.
Jackson, I think millions of homes of small children would disagree with you.
I can hear them scratching at the door.
What? So you can come inside. No, no, no! Nah, just kidding. Yeah, that's just...
There's so many things out there right now about it.
Yeah.
Or you could just stay in the house and watch Grey's Anatomy. I don't know. It's on season 45, I think. I don't know.
How long has Grey's Anatomy been going?
It's like all those other poorly acted, poor camera quality dramas.
Yeah.
You have an anonymous tip that it's in its 13th season.
Seriously? Oh no, it's General Hospital and it's in season 50.
At that 50
or 49.
General Hospital is one of those shows that I know has been on forever, and I've never seen a single episode of.
I've seen glimpses of an episode. Don't want to watch it. It's a soap. It's a soap.
It's just stuff to keep, nah.
Don't open it.
I just want to say it, I shouldn't.
It's a soap that is boring as crud, in my opinion.
It's just meant for back. Those kind of shows are just meant for background noise to keep your attention on something else rather than watching the show itself.
Yeah.
Trying to think of what else to talk about.
Well, I think I'm kind of done here. I think I'm going to go now. See you around.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye, Matthew.
I'm going to watch that Beastars and tell you what I think about it.
Watch Velocipaster.
So I just started watching Supergirl on Netflix. Because I just finished The Flash, so it's season 5. Is it right?
I think so.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I finished it, and I'm waiting for 6 to be on Netflix.
Alrighty. So, any closing thoughts for anyone?
I think that is it. So,
any final recommendations?
Yeah, so thank you everybody for joining River City Roundtable. See you all next time.
Yep.